rooms, offices, and classrooms around the world, the growing phenomenon of internet.
Shall we play a game?
Ladies and gentlemen, as always, it's Wireless Wednesday. Please welcome Dave FM's Techspert, our gadget guru, the wizard of widgets, the server preserver, with fervor, the incredible Mr. Limper.
Oh, I'm going to Dragon Con because I'm dressed like a fan!
Are you going to Dragon Con, by the way?
I've been to Dragon Con before, but I don't think I'm going to make it this year.
How come?
It is quite an event.
Yes, it is. And this, you know, this is more of the fantasy side of a lot of techie people, but there's a lot of very cool stuff happening at Dragon Con this weekend. But also, with Rick Lippard, what he's brought with us for us this morning, with football season upon us and all the, you know, this kind of stuff that happens in the fall, you have what? Gadgets that we can use for tailgating?
Yeah, I mean, the action on the field is important to a lot of sports fans, but to a lot of fans, the action that takes place in the parking lots and the little grassy knolls that surround the stadium are just as important.
That's what makes the whole thing. So now, when I think of, like, tailgating, are there apps? I'm sure there are, but, like, gadgets? What do you got?
We've got some new tailgating gadgets, some gadgets that would come in handy during your annual tailgate parties.
Yeah.
If you're like me, one thing that you always lose or cannot find when you need it is a bottle opener. So we have an iPhone case. It's called the iOpener. It's an iPhone case that
Clever.
Has a bottle opener that will pop out of it. So you always have one, since you always have your cell phone
this
with you.
This is cool looking, yeah.
It is absolutely cool.
And that fits all different iPhones?
Yep. It's pretty... pretty handy. It just pops out. It's not like it's sitting there all the time, but when you need the bottle opener, it'll pop out and just open your bottle.
That's very cool. I've seen people actually try to actually open up beer bottles with an iPhone, and it doesn't usually turn out very good. It's Rick Limpert, Dave FM's Techspert.
Yeah.
Tailgating gadgets and stuff. What else do you have? I see something called an iGrill.
Yeah, the iGrill. It's a Bluetooth little thermometer that goes in your meat that you're cooking. And since when you're at a tailgate, you have lots of other things going on. You're talking with people. It will alert your cell phone when your meat is ready.
A Bluetooth thermometer?
Yep. $80, iGrill.
Oh, really?
It's called, yep.
That's
and it comes with it's an app involved with it, so it'll let you know when your meat is cooked just the way you want it.
Let's go with something a little cheaper. What else you got?
Well, I don't know if it's cheaper or not, but it's pretty handy. How about a crank grill or a crank blender?
That looks phallic, really.
You can... no it's, electricity needed for this blender.
This is a hand crank blender?
Yep.
For my tailgating margaritas.
You can bring the leaky tiki with you on the road.
Absolutely. That's not really high tech. That's like, you know, low tech, but still
low tech, but it's a good little invention.
Absolutely.
Yep.
It's Rick Limpert, Dave FM's Techspert, with tailgating and football season upon us. Tailgating gadgets and accessories.
You can't talk tailgating without talking the grill itself, and you can't.
That's a green egg.
A green egg, a mini green egg that will go with you to your tailgate. And if everybody knows what the green egg is, it gives phenomenal.
That's just like
grilling.
A little mini one.
Yep, the mini green egg.
And the cruising cooler. I want to hear about this.
The cruising cooler. The parking lots are so big at these stadiums. When you want to get around the stadiums.
That is so redneck.
Yeah, it's pretty redneck. It's a gas or an electric powered cooler that you ride in. It also, you know, it's a place to store your drinks and keep them cold.
And according to the picture here, you also put your dog in the back.
You can, it's a little wagon. The guy's pulling his dog. It'll go for about 30 hours on
a
charge.
We'll post all this stuff, of course, at dave.fm when we finish with the segment here. But yeah, it looks like it's a very, very cool cooler that they pretty much mounted on a Razor scooter.
Absolutely.
That's actually pretty cool.
$350 and up, depending on what size engine you want in it.
And it's all about impressing friends, you know, with your
tailgating. Impressing people, yep.
Skills.
Supporting your team.
Exactly.
And that leads us into the granddaddy of everything.
Oh, wow. That's huge.
The Party Trailer. Thepartytrailer.com.
That's
you have
not
to check this
gadget.
Out.
Gadget. That's like literally another SUV.
This is a full pull-behind trailer you bring to your tailgate.
Bar with stools and everything.
Bar with stools. It'll hold two kegs. It'll hold five cases of beer.
Now, see,
granite countertops.
I could dress this up as a mobile tiki bar.
If you bring that to your tailgate, you are the king of the tailgate.
Exactly. And, wow. That's
42-inch flat-screen TV.
How much is this?
They don't give a price because they customize it
for
whoever wants one. But we're in the thousands of dollars.
If you have to ask, you can't afford it. Yep. That's kind of what that is. It's our Techspert, Rick Limpert. And if you want to find out more about all these and the photos are awesome. I mean, this cooler on wheels kind of thing, and this is awesome. Go to dave.fm/tech.